Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Friday, May 1st, 2020. The Center for Infectious Disease and Policy said the virus will continue to spread for the next 18 to 24 months until 60 to 70% of the world is infected. Organizers have said employees at Amazon, Whole Foods, Target, and FedEx will walk off the job or call in sick today, demanding hazard pay, sick leave, and more, reports CBS News. Most major U.S. airlines will now require passengers to wear a mask. Arizona, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Washington have all extended their stay-at-home orders, though some have loosened restrictions. NASCAR will restart their season May 17th at Darlington with no spectators in the stands. Russia reported nearly 8,000 new infections on Thursday, another record day. Hubei province in China, home to Wuhan, will lower their emergency threat level. South Africa lifts their lockdown today but will continue to enforce social distancing and other precautions. In Malaysia, most businesses will reopen starting Monday. France will open some schools on May 12th. Israel announced schools will fully open on June 1st. An aquarium in Tokyo, Japan, is asking people to FaceTime the spotted garden eels to keep them used to people. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment.
Hi, it's Katie Brown. It's not easy these days trying to keep your family healthy and busy. In my new podcast, Quarantine Mom, we introduce a daily activity that creates fun memories of this time for everybody in your home.
We're going to make angels tonight, okay? These are napkins, pipe cleaners.
And each project inspires a conversation that will help you and your family rise to new levels of understanding and togetherness.
Meredith, yours is so pretty.
Thanks, it has a shawl.
Check out Quarantine Mom wherever you get your podcast.
Hotspots in the U.S. displaying faster rates of growth as of April 30th, according to the New York Times. Cass County, Indiana, and Logan County, Colorado. Globally, Ecuador, Nigeria, Senegal, Sri Lanka, Somalia, Maldives, Sudan, Equatorial Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau have faster rates of growth. There have been 1,070,032 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 63,019 deaths. Known active locations with 8,000 or more cases. New York, 309,696. New Jersey, 118,652. Massachusetts, 62,205. Illinois, 52,918. California, 50,470. Pennsylvania, 48,224. Michigan, 41,347. Florida, 33,683. Texas, 29,072. Louisiana, 28,001. Connecticut, 27,700. Georgia, 25,444. Maryland, 21,825. Indiana, 18,112. Ohio, 18,027. Virginia, 15,846. Colorado, 15,207. Washington, 14,696. Tennessee, 10,562. North Carolina, 10,507. Rhode Island, 8,621. Countries with 10,000 or more cases. Spain, 213,435. Italy, 205,463. United Kingdom, 172,481. France, 167,301. Germany, 163,009. Turkey, 120,204. Russia, 114,431. Iran, 95,646. Brazil, 87,187. China, 83,958. Canada, 54,457. Belgium, 49,032. Netherlands, 39,512. Peru, 36,976. India, 35,043. Switzerland, 29,705. Portugal, 25,045. Ecuador, 24,934. Saudi Arabia, 22,753. Sweden, 21,092. Ireland, 20,612. Mexico, 19,224. Pakistan, 17,439. Singapore, 17,101. Chile, 16,023. Israel, 16,004. Austria, 15,561. Belarus, 14,917. Qatar, 14,096. Japan, 14,088. Poland, 13,105. United Arab Emirates, 13,038. Romania, 12,567. Ukraine, 10,861. South Korea, 10,774. Indonesia, 10,551. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.